You slammed the door to the room shut and grabbed me immediately, your strong hands taking over. With one on my hip, you pulled me into you, and I could feel your hard-on pressing against my thigh. Your other hand held the back of my head, fingers tangled in my hair already, as your lips smashed against mine. I was already panting and trying to get your pants off. Kitten, you're getting too anxious. I can hear the wicked grin on your face, tilting my head back in moans as I let you control me. Your left hand slid from my waist and moved under my skirt. Instantly feeling how wet I had gotten on the way to the room. Wasting no time, you pulled my pink thong aside and slid two fingers in, making me squeal and bite my bottom lip for the first of many times through the night. This made you insanely satisfied. Pumping in and out of me with your thumb pressed against my clit. This sent me into overdrive. And I wrapped my arms around your neck to trap your lips against mine. Our tongues played with each other while you fingered me hard. I gasped against your lips as I started to beg for your cock. I knew how hard it must be. Usually you'd tease me and make me wait. But tonight was different. You couldn't hold it back. Your right hand, which had held onto my hair firmly the entire time, fumbled with your jeans for only a moment. Until they, along with your boxers, were on the ground. And without hesitation, you slipped inside me, digging all the way in, which made both of us groan simultaneously. With my fingers all tangled in your own short hair, and your hands planted on my hips, you fucked me relentlessly, as hard as you could in this position. I'm sure of it. I was able to focus long enough to look down and catch eyes with you. We stared at each other as I squealed and panted, while you grinned and extruded dominance. I loved it. Every second pounding into me. I didn't want it to end.